know that one right there from the Foo Fighters is my favorite I'm Quitting This Bitch song.
Is it?
Yeah, ever since it was new, I've quit a lot of jobs.
Yes, you have.
A lot of jobs. I usually like to quit before they can fire me.
Right. Sometimes you don't make it, but go ahead.
That's right. And that one is just, since it was new, my favorite. You know what? I'm done. I'm done with this. I listen to that, and I'm driving home. I'm like, I'm out!
That's your song? That's your quitting song?
That's my quitting song.
So every time you hear it, you need to quit.
Yeah.
That's
I'm out of here. I'll see you later, dude. It's been fun. It's been a fun, what has it been? 3 years or
it's
something?
It's been 3 years,
it's been neat.
That's crazy.
It's been fun.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Righto.
Give me five.
Yeah, songs about, you know, bringing in the new year. How long until we stop talking about the new year? I think today's probably the cutoff for me.
I mean, really, it's the third.
Yeah, exactly. So that's plenty, right? I mean, we know it's 2024.
You might be getting tired of it too soon.
People in March are still saying, Happy New Year.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. But anyways, ringing in the new year, songs about bells, with bells in them. Anything to do with bells. It doesn't have to be in the title, but just, you know.
Bells.
Bells. Some songs have bells.
We have tickets for you to see the LA Kings tomorrow night.
Very cool. Cool. That's going to be sometime between 5 and 6. We'll give those away.
We're going to talk about the quickest you ruined your New Year's resolution. So what was it? I'm going to stop smoking.
Right.
And how far did you get? An hour and a half.
38 seconds.
Right. Before I blew it.
Yeah.
There's a new toilet to tap water here in Southern California. How great is that?
What?
Toilet to tap.
No.
Yes.
No. Nope.
It's a new thing that's happening.
Nope.
In Los Angeles.
Nope.
Right now.
No. The answer is no. Let's just go with no.
Toilet to tap.
Nope. I don't even like turlets to begin with. Water. No. What?
And also people are dumb.
That's a fact.
Coming up on the way on 95.5 KLOS.
It was pouring rain a lot for several weeks here in LA when that song was new.
Yes.
I remember listening to it the first time when he was talking about, you know, the rain was unstoppable for the last 3 days. I just remember from then on, every time I've heard this song, I think,
about that rain.
Yeah, that particular era. Remember, we even did a whole countdown of a whole day full of rain songs
over
the other station. Yeah. Because of it.
Let's talk about football for a second. College football.
Who's ready for football?
I know you don't follow college football.
No.
But they do have bowl games at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And they were originally the Rose Bowl, which is here.
Sugar Bowl.
The Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Peach Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona.
Pack a big fat bowl.
And then they started getting sponsors for the bowls. Yeah.
Let's make some money.
And that's when this particular one, I think it was the Orange Bowl, the Sunshine Classic, then the Blockbuster Bowl.
Blockbuster.
Then it was known as CarQuest Bowl.
Yeah, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of late fees, Blockbuster
then
Bowl.
Then the Micron PC Bowl.
What?
Then the Mazda Tangerine Bowl.
Sure.
Then the Champs Sports Bowl. These are sponsors through the years. Mm-hmm. Russell Athletics Bowl. Camping World Bowl.
Camping World.
And Cheez-It Bowl.
Cheez-It?
Yep.
I love Cheez-Its.
Now it's called the Pop-Tart Bowl.
You know, these are stoners these last couple of years, clearly.
No kidding. Just the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah, the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Can you imagine, and only you and I can understand this, but announcing something to a crowd of people who do not care 1%.
In fact, they're probably going to be pretty pissed off at you.
And trying to get them hyped up.
Hey, everybody!
As they, after the game, they move a giant toaster to the middle of the football field.
Out of here. This is like an acid trip.
Man. And a giant Pop-Tart with legs, a mascot, comes out of the toaster.
This is a nightmare.
Listen to this.
All right, welcome to the inaugural Pop-Tarts.
There's three people going,
Yeah, they're completely silent.
Great.
Welcome to the inaugural.
Cool.
Great, there's going to be more.
Yeah.
Pop-Tart Bowl! At this time, to the giant toaster at midfield and make some noise as we turn up the heat and unveil the official Pop-Tarts Bowl mascot.
God, how do you get up in the morning and go, this is what I have to do today?
I don't know.
That's what I have to
do. And then the mascot
comes out of it,
and I swear to you, the next thing this guy says is, let's hear it for strawberry.
Please tell me that the crowd rushed onto the field and started tearing the mascot to pieces and eating him.
They did not. However, it's funny you would say eat him because they did then make a giant oversized Pop-Tart, which the winning team goes to the middle of the field and eats.
What is going on in this world?
That's my question.
And then it's over.
I really need a Pop-Tart.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
You know, now whenever I hear the Doors, I always
think, same.
I'm like, damn it.
Every time that song comes on.
Yep.
Cops cuff man midstream for peeing on police car.
You know, if you're going to go out big.
I'm sorry. I didn't read that right.
Hmm.
Cops cuff man midstream for peeing on police car in Florida.
Oh, there's a shock.
I forgot that part.
I'm floored.
It was a Michigan man, but he was in Florida.
You know, it's like a disease. As soon as you cross the border, your brain just goes.
Do something stupid.
Yeah.
His name is David Marcel Lewis Johnson.
Ooh, fancy.
26 years old. It was about 1 a.m. on...
sure it was, of course.
About a couple of weeks ago, he relieved himself on the bumper of a sergeant's squad car in downtown St. Petersburg.
Well, it's appropriate.
The sergeant was in it.
Did he know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So he got out and he's like, what are you... And he cuffed him before the guy could finish peeing.
Before he was even done.
Yes.
Well, that's dangerous to him.
Right?
I mean, aim for the shoes, man. Aim for the shoes. Wow.
Can you imagine peeing on a cop car with a cop in it?
No.
Have you ever been caught peeing? By the police.
No.
I have.
Have you really?
Yes.
Talked to us, freaky.
Both Bean and I have. We went down to a nightclub in Orange County.
Okay.
And before we went in, we were peeing in the bushes.
Sure, like you do.
And then headlights came on.
Oh, no.
And the siren lights. Yes. And they were, I don't know, 25 feet away, maybe. Maybe that far.
Do they have, like, microscopes out or, like, binoculars?
You're hilarious.
I mean.
They couldn't even get out of the car. No, they came over and they said, what are you doing? And we said, I think you know.
Hi, this is Kevin, and here's my friend Bean.
No, to I mean, what are you not to pee in bushes?
Yeah, because you don't really want to go into a club because if you're going to pee, you're going to be hosting the thing or
right,
whatever.
Thank you for understanding.
I mean, you know, you got everybody coming up going, hey, can you sign this right now? I'm like, no. So you guys decided to pee in the bushes before
yes.
you went in.
Uh-huh.
Did the police officer, what did you say? Did you pull out the Kevin and Bean car?
No. I just said, we're just going into the club and, you know, and he's like, don't do that. Like, he was more disappointed than anything.
Have you seen
he didn't give us a ticket or anything.
Have you seen the pictures inside CBGB, the bathroom pictures?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God. I got to find one. I have one. And it was that was a bathroom. You especially didn't want to have to be female to sit down.
Oh, my God, no.
Shocking. But I'm sure these bathrooms were very nice.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because
no, I don't blame you, dude. I totally get
so
it.
So this guy's peeing on the back of a squad car, and the sergeant gets out and cuffs him midstream, it says. What's happening?
He just didn't want to let him pull up his pants afterwards.
Probably,
yeah,
yes.
Like, wow.
No, thank you. I know this is one of those times where people are going to say, grow up. Grow up and take things seriously because there's real problems.
I was just thinking, you know, critics of this show might say we're very juvenile, but we were just talking about peeing on a cop car.
Correct.
I just showed you a picture of the CBGB bathroom.
Right.
Which, what did you think of that, by the way?
Amazing.
Everybody look up on Google image search CBGB bathroom to amaze yourself.
I want
to
pee there.
I have the privilege of peeing there.
Oh, nice.
It was wonderful. Yeah, it's something else.
So here's the headline. Drought-prone California. Okay. New rule for turning wastewater directly into drinking water. When a toilet is flushed in California, the water can end up in a lot of places. There's a skating rink in Ontario for the Ontario Reign, which is the minor league team for the Kings.
Right.
And they make their ice with it.
I mean, so many jokes just present themselves right there. Well, that's why the team is...
they really do.
Poop.
Soda Springs Ski Resort near Lake Tahoe has used it to make yellow snow. And farmers in the Central Valley, where most of the nation's vegetables, fruits, and nuts are grown, use it to water their crops. All right.
Reclaimed water.
Yes.
You know, usually you see signs, or at least you used to, that's like, do not drink reclaimed water.
But it hasn't been used directly for drinking water.
And with good reason.
Orange County operates a large water purification system that recycles wastewater and then uses it to refill underground aquifers. So it's like the underground water in the ground.
Right.
And then it also gets purified through that.
Right.
And then they can take that. The water mingles with the groundwater for months before being pumped back up to be used for drinking water. However, California's new rules would let, but not require water agencies to take wastewater, treat it, and put it right back into the drinking water system.
Now, this, you say when you're flushing the toilet, that's not just, it's not just the water that's going
down. Correct.
There's all sorts of material in there.
I mean, I hope there's only one material or two.
There's, there's in El Segundo, they clean the water or whatever, and the whole town smells as a result. That's why they say, you know, kiss me where it smells funny in El Segundo.
I've never heard that.
Oh, man, yeah, there's a, yeah, treatment plant there.
California would be just the second state to allow this after Colorado.
Clearly. We need to do something, but I mean, there's a lot of water in the ocean. What about taking the salt out of that and presenting it to the world?
It sure does seem like
a better idea.
That would work.
Maybe not cheaper, but
I mean, it's just, it's not coming out of me, you know?
It's coming out of you and going right back into you.
That just seems awful. Water agencies will need public support to complete these projects, and the rules require water agencies to tell customers about the recycled water before they start doing it.
In a very, very, very fine print.
This is them telling us that we're going to have to start drinking wastewater.
Supporting this, you and I, Kevin?
I am out. O-U-T. H-O-U-S-E.
It has been pouring rain in parts of the valley for the last hour or so. But, right. Kevin, have you heard that there's a blizzard on the way?
I have not, no.
Sadly, it's not one from Dairy Queen. Oh, I love those.
I do, too.
It's a ticket blizzard starting tomorrow. Def Leppard, Steve Miller, Iron Maiden, Stone, Sammy Hagar. We're going to start with the Eagles. We got tickets to the Eagles tomorrow.
All right.
And there'll be tickets all over the place. Just too many tickets.
That's the way to kick off your years. Start
That's
seeing
right.
shows quickly.
Damn straight, exactly. Another one off of Stone's Hackney Diamonds album, Bite My Head Off. You know, those guys just played New York City not too long ago. And if you'd like to hear how they sounded live, they've actually released 7 of the tracks from the New York show.
It's, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Hackney Diamonds Live Deluxe. It's on CD as well, or you can stream it, you can download it, and just go to their social media for more details.
I always love when bands do that.
Yeah, me too, actually.
You don't do New Year's resolutions?
I never really have.
I haven't
you?
Either. Not
no?
really.
Yeah. I don't begrudge anyone who does. I don't mock them. I mock them for other reasons. But
I think
them.
It's flawed thinking, though.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I think the whole New Year's resolution means we're going to start fresh,
yeah.
and we're going to go and we're not going to blow it.
Right.
And that's stupid.
A lot of pressure on yourself.
Because, of course, you're going to blow it,
yes.
and then you can't stop.
And then you don't do it again. You
right.
don't pick it up. So I just say start now, and then when you fail occasionally, pick it back up again. Now you're trying to smoke, not smoke anymore. So what? You're going to fail at not smoking.
I mean, that's the key. And I assume not smoking, not drinking, dieting.
Yeah, exercising. What were those ones?
Or exercising, right, are probably some of the top ones.
Definitely.
And what we want is for the quickest you ruined your New Year's resolution. So if you decided not to drink this year, and you made a big deal out of it in your mind, you said, this is my New Year's resolution.
Or worse, you told friends or family, oh, I'm definitely yes. giving up the bottle.
And then how long was it until you blew it?
27 minutes.
That seems pretty extreme, but yeah. I would think in the first couple days, I would think people would have huge problems.
I mean, I've
problems.
Tried to quit stuff over the years, and you always sort of fail. But, you know, like, if it's something really important, you just kind of stick with it. But what is it that you totally failed at?
Yes. You made it a New Year's resolution. You really were serious about it. And how long did you make it?
818-955-KLOS. Maybe you're going to be nicer on the road. I always think that. I'm like, just calm down. I'm always so angry when I'm out driving because people are so dumb. Get
right.
out of the way.
But people are still going to be dumb when you drive.
Exactly.
So how
Not
are you
Not let it bother
that?
Me. Just don't care. Like, I know some friends, the guy, Rick, our friend uh-huh. Rick, is one of the calmest drivers on the planet.
Right.
And you cut him off, you can go 5 miles an hour, you can take a month to turn right. He's like, that's fine.
What?
Yeah.
He's given up.
He
He's given up
care.
Life.
I don't know, man.
Huh.
So I'm like trying to learn from Rick.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
Because people are dumb.
They're so stupid.
Right. And then
get out of the way.
The light's green. They're not going. They're texting.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, come on.
Now, we all need to be more like Rick.
So your New Year's resolution, how long did it take you to break it? 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about you had a New Year's resolution and you broke it relatively quickly.
As soon as midnight was midnight in 1 minute, you're done with it.
You have a story like that?
I promised myself this year that I would not get angry at anybody who made a mistake and then says immediately moving forward.
Oh, that's one of your pet peeves?
Yeah, and that happened literally about an hour ago. And I lost my mind.
Today, an hour ago, you lost it.
It was literally an hour ago.
Wow.
And I'm heading towards, I'm heading towards the theater that I own here in L.A.
Right.
And I'm just like, no, as my people would say, no, not today, Satan.
Well, turns out today, in fact.
Yes.
But start again. That's the key.
Yeah.
Moving forward. Yes, exactly.
What theater do you own?
I own the Ledge Theater, which is on Vermont Avenue.
Yeah, nice. All right, cool. All right, well, moving forward, I'll try. Oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, jeez, I got to hang up now.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, my two favorite DJs.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Thank you. You have a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I was doing Dry January, but it's overrated, so I quit, like... first thing in the morning and had mimosas.
Now wait, first thing in the morning, January 1st?
Yeah. January 1st. No, January 1st. I only made it like 8 hours.
All right, so 8 hours.
8 hours, you know, 8 hours in the dry January.
Here's what I like. I like that you just decided, you know what, that's dumb, no.
That's dumb.
I'm going to move forward with my life.
How long had you been planning before dry January?
I've been planning for like a couple months. But
right.
Then I decided I was going to be on time and I was late for everything on
You are one of us. One of us.
One of us. Yes.
That's right. I am one of you. No, not doing it.
Right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The quickest you ruined your New Year's resolution. We are talking about New Year's resolutions. Do you make them? And if so, what is the soonest that you broke it? You ruined it. You have one of those?
Yeah, I made one. And the thing was, I blew it in 8 hours. So I told myself that when the new year starts, I'm going to quit smoking wacky tobacco and I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes.
Right.
And when I woke up in the morning, the first thing I did was light up.
Did you remember?
No, I didn't remember.
I guess you would want to throw them away when you really get around to for sure trying.
If you're going
to
seriously do it.
I don't remember where I heard, but they're like, you quit several times before you actually quit. And I thought that was pretty good advice.
Smoking, yeah.
Well, I already tried about 4 or 5
sure.
times.
Sure, yeah.
Still can't
no,
do
that's
it.
Very, you know, just if you really want to, keep at it. But I'll tell you what, I'll be happy to take the wacky tobacco off your hands for you.
Oh, man, I need that.
I'm very happy to provide that service.
He is not parting with that.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling and good luck.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Broken New Year's resolutions.
Well, smoking.
It was your resolution?
Yeah, but I'm smoking a cigarette as we speak, bro.
What's the earliest time that you broke it? What's the first cigarette?
I went one day.
One day.
One day. Well, you know, that beats the last guy. He
sure.
was 8 hours, but, you know, that's pretty understandable.
Light up.
Thank you, man.
Right on. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I broke a resolution.
Yay!
I love the Beatles. I love the Beatles because I'm fab. So,
mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Paul McCartney advocates meatless Mondays, you know, save the planet.
Right.
Yes, he
and
does.
I don't eat any red meat. But I eat chickens and I eat fish. But I thought I could do meatless Monday. So New Year's Day, I ate some chicken. Whoops.
Damn it.
It's a Monday. Sorry.
Well, you
I'm
know,
sorry, Paul.
The very
I think
first
Paul
day.
Would be like, you know, give it next Monday. Let's just try the following Monday. I'm right there with you, too. I haven't had red meat in about 20-some years or whatever.
You know his song, Meat Free Monday?
Meat Free Monday. Is there really a song?
Yes, he
there
did.
There is.
It's a fun day.
I didn't
yes.
know that.
Oh, yes.
No.
Listen, I have a calf, and it is the nicest animal. I have a horse and I have a sheep, but I have a calf. And it's the nicest, friendliest, nicest animal, much nicer than some dogs and cats. And
right.
I wouldn't eat it.
But chickens can burn in hell. 818-955-KLOS.
The quickest you broke your New Year's resolution.
Hey, still taking calls on the quickest you broke a resolution?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
30 minutes for me.
Wow.
What was the
I
resolution?
I think we have a winner.
I made a resolution that I wasn't going to get in any political argument. And I was at a bar, and it was a very friendly, sociable table, and some moron had to start spouting his opinion. And it was like, you know, I just can't hold back on it.
Right?
By the way, you're going into an election year. That's a ridiculous resolution.
That's a rough one, yeah.
There's
you're,
no
you're
way
very
you
hard
could
on
do
yourself.
That.
Yeah. But good for you
yeah,
for
well,
trying.
You know, there's discussions and there's arguments.
Of course.
Right.
Of course, yes.
And I can have a discussion. I can respect your opinion, but when you come in with something...
idiotic. Yeah.
Yes.
It does seem like there's not really discussion anymore. It is all argument.
I'm just saying maybe this is the wrong year for that one.
That's true.
Make it next year.
Right on, man.
Thank
you for calling and good luck. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, Happy New Year. This is Monique.
Hi,
hey, Monique.
Happy New Year. You make a resolution?
Yeah, I was one of those who made a resolution to try to quit drinking, but I was unsuccessful.
How long into the new year did you fail?
I think on New Year's Day.
Excellent. Good work.
Are you going to try again?
Of course.
Ah, well, there you go.
All right.
So that's the right attitude.
Right there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, don't give yourself too much grief. You know, just keep at it.
No. You deserve some grief.
Kevin feels you should be punished. Just me or that guy really loud?
He's pretty loud.
What's going on now? Some sort of...
Five?
What's that?
Five songs in a row.
With some dudes I've never heard of. And what is it about, young Kevin?
The theme is bells.
Oh, okay. Oh, for New Year's?
Does it have bells in the title or in the song?
Are they sing about bells? Are there, I don't know, whatever.
You tell us, 818-955-KLOS. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys. Hey. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing great. We're taking calls for Gimme Five.
Songs with bells in them somewhere.
Okay, how about Hotel California? I heard the Mission Bells.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah, I get that. I like that.
I like it. Thank you.
Who are you?
This is Tim. But do the 95 live version, would you, with a Spanish guitar?
Joey suggested that.
All right.
It's songs about bells or with bells in it, and he said ring...
That's a fire. That's a stretch. I was wondering that the whole time. I was like,
that is a stretch. Joey, I don't know, man. We might have to web work. Yeah, someone's talking on this line. Hello? Hello?
It doesn't have to have bells in the title. Bells.
Who are you talking to?
Okay. To my coworker.
Okay.
Can it be Bell? Like, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Metallica?
It can.
It certainly can.
It can.
Well done. We are not sticklers for rules.
Hell no.
There you go.
Right on. Who's this?
Oh, this is Lenny.
Lenny, and who's your coworker?
That would be Chaz. He's asking who you are, Chaz.
Tell Chaz to shut up!
He said, Chaz, shut up.
What a perfect way to ring in the new year.
No kidding.
Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon doing Gimme Five songs with bells in the title or the...
You know, whatever, Ring of Fire, that sort of thing. We're just all over the map. That's good.
We have four tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Detroit Red Wings.
Four.
This is tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 25 right now and do some hockey slang. 818-955-KLOS.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam, you ready for some hockey slang?
I am.
What does it mean when somebody scores a garbage goal?
And what now?
Garbage.
Say it again.
Garbage goal.
I'm going to call that an empty netter.
That is incorrect.
Ah,
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling.
He mispronounced it. That's why. Threw him off.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, try to win some Kings tickets.
Yes, you've come to the right place.
You ready for some slang?
Yes, sir.
What is a garbage goal?
What?
A garbage goal.
Nothing to do with Shirley Manson.
I don't know.
What? Oh, that means you lose. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, what is a garbage goal?
I was just a lucky, crappy goal.
No. Sorry. Sorry. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You know what a garbage goal is in hockey?
I do. It's when you're really too close to the net, and they don't even want to give you credit for it. You're so close. I just looked it up. This is Adam.
I mean, yeah, technically you're right. I just looked it up. That's correct, Adam. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Detroit Red Wings. It's tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena, and everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
Awesome.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy in Florida was peeing on the bumper of a police car with an officer inside it. The officer got out and cuffed him before he was finished.
Now, see, that is almost, he is dumber than the guy who was peeing, because it's funny that he was peeing on a cop
car.
But you don't want to grab someone and cuff them while
Midstream?
They're...
Midstream? No, yes. Let him finish.
So he's the dumb one in that one.
Speaking of which, toilet to tap water is a thing that has been okayed in Los Angeles. So we're going to be drinking our toilet water instead of dumping it in our beautiful ocean.
Well, that's a lose-lose right there. That's what that is. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wunderbar kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I on the line? What am I supposed to... I know I probably passed the time.
I beg your pardon?
My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm doing really great. How are you?
Even better now. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Woo! Woo!
Oh, let me just get down on my knees.
Woo!
And work it. Special attention to those.
This is my favorite call ever.
Listen, like... the guy that can't play anymore.
Because he's dead?
No.
The guy that can't play anymore.
Do you want to hear my most embarrassing experience?
I think it's time we move on.
I know, but just listen.
A leftover from Two for Tuesday there, a couple from the Beatles. You know, we all have our little projects we like to work on, things we're near and dear to our heart. But
right.
How much more so the remaining Beatles getting together and getting a little cassette tape of John Lennon and pulling that out of it.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
Putting that together. That is the new Beatles song that was released this past year. Now and Then.
Okay, well.
The live Beatles performance on the Ed Sullivan Show was still a month off, but the Beatles appeared on the Jack Parr Show. A little clip performing She Loves You on This Day in Rock in 1964. SATURDAY. Night. From the Bay City Rollers, hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on This Day in Rock in 1976. Stayed there for 1 week. David Bowie's Last Night on Broadway as the Elephant Man was on This Day in Rock in 1981.